you feeling, church? Y'all look like you look good and sound good and feel good, so let's talk about God this morning. Is that okay? You may be seated. I only fooled with y'all the other day. I'm going to leave you alone now. I'm not going to play the Hawkins. He's away. We'll play Stan today. How y'all feeling?
Good.
Isn't it good to be in the house of God?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just kind of felt like we in a revival mode or something. You know, you get a song like that, that make you just want to go out and just start something for start's sake. But I mean something good, that is. I'm not talking about anything bad. But I thank God that we're here this morning. I thank God that we are in his midst, able to give him praise. The God of heaven has blessed our lives to, again, be assembled here at his house, a house of prayer, a house of refuge. And I thank God that we have made it here this morning. Isn't God good?
Yes, sir.
Isn't God good? Look and see, taste and see how good God really is. Psalmist would say in Psalms division 107, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. And if that's not enough to know his mercy endures forever, God said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. We win is what I'm saying. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, no matter what you've been through, when you hold fast to God, you're a winner. And I know the devil likes to get us to see that, you know, it's looking kind of gloom and bad and it's no possibility or no way out. But you need to trust God and know that in the end, again, you win. Any of y'all just been through anything? Any of y'all gone through anything this past week? How many of y'all done had the devil at your house this past week? And I'm not so much talking about your physical house as maybe your mental house, your emotional house, the house where your brain resides and your intellect dwells. Maybe possibly the devil's been trying to slip in where he don't belong. And if it's anything like he's been at my house, he's been creating some havoc.
Yeah.
The devil likes to throw preachers off. I'm learning that, and I'm still signing up to be a preacher, and I'm okay with that. But I'm learning to be more on guard about this devil. He's so slick that if you ain't careful, he'll have you before you know it.
Yeah.
It's easy to step outside your character, especially when you want to give somebody a piece of your mind. And this is just a little testifying moment and testimony before I get into the word, because I need somebody to know this morning that the God whom we serve is able to deliver you. The God whom we serve, we ought to stand in awe at, because he has fearfully and wonderfully made us. We have a God who has chosen us and predestined us before the foundation of the world to be a great person after his own image. And I don't know about you, when I think about that, it makes me feel pretty good. You know, there's some folks that wouldn't dare choose me to do a whole lot of stuff, but God sees something that other folk don't see. And I'm glad, in spite of all of my flaws, defects, and shortcomings, God can see past that to the great man that he has made me to be. Amen, somebody. I don't know if you think I'm a great man, and really, quite frankly, I don't care anymore. As long as God sees within me what he's invested inside of me, I'm all right with that. Even if my wife should forsake me, God forbid, Lord, you know I cry. But even if she should forsake me, I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to hang out with God, because he's the one who created me in his image. And being created in his image, I don't think I need anything else except him, especially when things start going south. I don't need nobody who done been south to tell me about what it's like when you go south when I'm going south. That's all right. You'll catch it on the way home. I need somebody who has experienced what it's been like to go south and has came back with some north news, some good news, some news that says everything's going to be all right. Do I have a church this morning? Are the people of God present this morning? I don't plan on being up here long. I say that quite often, but I'll be up here a spirit minute. But if you just hang with me real briefly, I'll be done in about maybe 15, 20 minutes. I want you to see something this morning with this text out of the 8th Division Psalm. Brother Hawkins, by the way, those who may or may not be aware, he is recovering. He had a little minor procedure. He wanted me to stress minor procedure around his ankle area next to his Achilles tendon, which he had repaired so many years back, and so it had been giving him problems, so he's down for the count. Truth be told, he'd be here, but Miss Warden Hawkins ain't letting him out the house. And that's okay. We praise God for that, because women know how to, you know, put their foot on our neck. This ain't recording. I mean, and do what is needed, should I say, though, so that we listen to the doctors. I'm convinced that our wives want us around a little longer, so they, you know, they oftentimes make us follow instructions we don't want to follow. And plus, I kind of knew if Hawkins was here, he'd be doing a little of this, and he'd be doing a little of that, and you know how he does. And so, you know, we praise God that we're able to fulfill. But at any rate, I want you to see something here in the 8th Division Psalm. I don't know what he'll preach when he gets back, but this is his text. I'm just going to preach what God put on my heart to preach. I want you to see this, though. It's interesting how David writes this letter. He opens up the letter one way and ends the letter in the same exact way. And if you'd have been being led by the Spirit this morning, following communion, you would have heard the song that we sang was in straight correlation with the word for this morning that David pens. But David says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all of the earth, who has set the glory above the heavens. And then he, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, David says, has thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. And when I consider the heavens, David says, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angel, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, the beast of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Technically, I could just tell you it's time to be saved and come forward, because I think David says it by himself. But it's interesting that David would give such praise and homage to the Heavenly Father. It kind of paints the picture, or should I say, it paints the picture for us that there ought to be nothing else that's supreme in our life. That God ought to be the very being that makes us tick. When we get up in the morning, it wasn't the alarm clock, it was God. When we walk throughout the day and we, you know, just missed that accident, that wasn't by luck or by chance. That was God's providence. It was God who allowed that. When we get the new job that we're looking for and we're searching for, and we've been diligently doing what God has asked of us to do, that was God who gave us that job. Are you listening to me? When life takes a curve and things start going south, and, you know, folks in our lives, you know, start going south, and we can pray for them and we have a heart and mind to pray for them, that's God working in the equation. Is that all right? And even amidst the folks who may stray away and go away because they have rooted themselves in the Word, or at least they have been given a foundation about God, when they come back, we rejoice. Why? Again, it's all about God. And even when we wake up in the morning and we're able to see the sunrise and the beauty thereof of the sky, we know that ain't nothing but God. And I want to just kind of drive this point home to us, because I don't want us to start taking for granted what our God does for us. Every day we get a sun, and it's a new sun. And not only do we get the sun, but we get the sun. Don't miss the other sun. I worried about the sun. Sometimes you just got to learn to appreciate God for being who he is all by himself. And that's why David would say, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. What are you saying, David? I see your handprint everywhere. I see your movement everywhere. I can lay down on this grass that I'm laying down on now, penning this paper, and I don't see nothing but you, Lord. Ooh, somebody ought to shout right along in there. See, when you truly appreciate God for being who he is, small stuff makes you happy. I used to didn't like grass because it made me itch. I'm learning to appreciate grass now. If God so clothed the grass of the field, the Bible said, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you stand, O ye of little faith? I'm learning to appreciate that if God can take care of the grass, surely he can take care of stand. Is there anybody in here this morning who need God just to take care of some stuff? Yeah, the devil was on me, but that brother had to raise up off me. I'm tired of the chump. Amen. Amen. He gives you false hope. False assurance, amen. He gives you moments of self-gratification, amen. Let me just explain some of that stuff to you. Sometimes the devil will make you feel that you need to give a piece of your mind, amen, so he can get you on his team. Not realizing that when you give the piece of your mind, which ain't the mind of Christ, you are out of your mind, and therefore you do things and say things you ought not to be doing and ought not to be saying. Therefore, you leave God to be who he is and slip on over to the devil as the God, and now he's got you. And he pulls you and makes you run his errands of deceit, makes you run his errands of jealousy, makes you run his errands of foolishness, makes you run his errands of just straight up just gossip and amen, division. And y'all still with me? I hope I didn't leave nobody back there. But once in a while, you just got to remind yourself, it's God who made you, not the devil. Push him on out the way and start doing what God wants you to do. And here's how you're going to do it, when you remember who he is. Isaiah the prophet would remind us that there is no other God like our God. There's none beside him. There's none that even come close to being like God. Name me one who can raise the sun. I'm listening. Name me one who can allow it to hang all day long. And not only does it hang, but it moves and moves and moves and moves. And finally, it sets on one side of the world, but gets up on the other side. You name me one God that can do that. And I want you to see this because look at what David says. I'm now 5 minutes in. I got 15 minutes left. I want you to see this. Verse 4, David says, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visit him? I've been talking about nothing but creation here for the beginning. But David switches from seeing the work of God's hand, the moon and the stars, and then he says, well, what about me? What is it that you see in me that, first of all, you created me, and then you still tend to me? And not only do you tend to me, but you treat me rather well. Wouldn't y'all, aren't y'all glad we get treated better than trees? I wish I had a church. I might preach right along in there. I'm glad we don't get treated like birds, even though birds get fed very well. I'm glad God treats us differently. I'm just trying to throw a little caption out there. We'll be there in just a moment. Let me tell you this story I came across. There's a story told of an old man walking on the beach at dawn. He noticed a young man ahead of him picking up some starfish, and he's flinging them into the sea. Catching up with the young man, he asked him what he was doing. His answer was that the stranded starfish would die if left in the morning sun. But the beach goes on for miles and miles, and there are millions of starfish, countered the man. How can your effort make any difference? The young man looked at the starfish in his hand and then threw it to safety into the waves. It makes a difference, he said, to this one. Sometimes life can be overwhelming. We may even think that what we do doesn't amount to much. We may even wonder if anyone even notices us or would miss us if we weren't around. Sometimes we may feel unimportant or insignificant. Maybe our thoughts are, I'm no one special. I'm sure when David was lying down again on the hillside, gazing into the sky, and when he considered the majesty of God himself, he felt insignificant too. Our text says after he considered God's handiwork, he asked the question, what is man that you are mindful of him? The word man in the phrase, what is man, finds its origin from the Hebrew word enos, meaning mortal or weak man. Y'all still with me? This rhetorical question emphasizes the insignificance of man in the scope of God's creation. Yet God cares for man immensely. Like David, though, I'm amazed that God would elevate finite man to such a high position. As I read this psalm, I find that David would conclude and accept that while he is finite in the universe, He is cherished by God. Are y'all listening to me? Aren't you glad we're cherished? Oh, no, I need a church right along in there. Aren't you glad we're cherished? Aren't you glad that he is ever mindful of you and me? Even the insignificant are significant in God's eyes. We are his creation, his delight, his representatives on earth. So the next time you feel unimportant or insignificant, remember how God thinks of you. Remember what he's done. Even the fact that David would pen this letter and say, "What is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you visit him." You've even made him just a little bit lower than the angels. Now here's where I want to work with just for a few moments on this "what is man." Sometimes you just got to learn to appreciate your origin. Two ideas I want to throw out to you real quickly. What first idea? God made you. Amen. Somebody ought to just tell their neighbor, "Neighbor, God made you." Tell your other neighbor, "Neighbor, God made you." And tell yourself, "Self, God made you." And along with God making you, I want you to know God raised you. Amen. It wasn't your mama and daddy that raised you. It was God who raised you. And not only did he raise you physically, but he raised you spiritually. I wish I had a church right along in there. Saved folks, shout around that time. Yeah, child, I'm saved. Amen. Amen. See, somewhere down the line, you got to learn to just appreciate where you come from. Who's on your side? Who you working with? Who's with you and whose you are? I don't know about you. When I get up in the morning, I can appreciate that. I can check in with God, and I know everything's going to be all right. I know as soon as I say, "God, I'm up. Thank you for waking me up. Handle your business." I can just lie, 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 lie through the entire day doing what he asked me to do, and I ain't got to worry about certain stuff. I'm glad I ain't got to worry about raising the sun, for instance. It probably wouldn't come out till about 1 o'clock in the afternoon if it was me. I'm glad God gets it up early in the morning like he did this morning, Lord Jesus. Amen. When I was just getting ready to fall back asleep after being up all night, but that's all right. Jesus will fix it after a while. Sometimes you just got to learn to appreciate God for who he is. And that's why David would say, you know, "Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name." But I want to work with a few things real quickly on this God. He's made us. He's made you and he's made me. Think about this. God made you in his image. Y'all got a minute? I need to read it real quickly. It's solely dependent on the sermon, quitting on the reader. All right, I need Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And then, Don, I need Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 6 and 7. And then I also need Guido, Colossians chapter 3, verse number 1. And I get y'all out of here as fast as I can. I know y'all got things to do. But before you go, I want to make sure you take Jesus with you. Amen. Don't just drop in the church to drop in and don't take nothing. I'll take Jesus with you. So next time you come to church, you'll hang out a little longer. The things that you got to do is be here. Amen. But I want you to think about something. You've been made in the image of God himself. And when he made you very well. Matter of fact, you know, we were fearfully and wonderfully made. Matter of fact, the prophet of old, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, everything has been made beautiful in its time. Well, it's time for you to know where you come from. Amen. Amen. How many of y'all children of God? See, that's how I knew most of y'all didn't know where you come from. You were slow. Children of God don't do that. How many of y'all are children of God? Amen. See, y'all silent on. I see, I know y'all ain't children of God. You're too quiet. God children ain't quiet. Amen. Any other time, you just loud and obnoxious and you do your thing. Amen. When your team is winning from your favorite sport, you hooping and hollering. Amen. I just told you earlier in the sermon, we winners because we belong to God. And then when I ask where the children of God at, you, I'll ask again for a third time being the charm. Where are the children of God at? And then it's not for my sake, but it's for your sake. You need to know who you are, church. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 9, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, whom he's called out of darkness into a marvelous light, who at one time had not obtained mercy, but now we got the mercy of God himself. I messed up yesterday. Oops. I'm glad there's mercy. Why? I'm a child of God. And so what am I going to do on Sunday morning? I'm going to shout from the highest. Do y'all remember a couple Sundays back, Mercy and Grace rewrote my life? Do y'all remember that? Uh-huh. How many of y'all know Mercy and Grace rewrote your life? Yeah. Ain't you glad that we got a new destiny, Aren't you glad we have, amen, some new determination about who we are? Aren't you glad we now have some dignity about ourselves? Amen. We walk with our heads held high. Where are the folk in here who love God? That's who I want to talk to. Amen. Y'all are getting it, amen, so I can move on to my first point then. God made you, and he made you special. Look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. The Bible says what?
And God said.
And God said what?
Let us make man in our image.
Let's do what?
Make man in our image.
I don't know about you. That's enough for me. I don't need to go get a bunch of other scriptures. I don't need another analogy. The word of God is legit enough for me. And when God said, let us make man in our image, there must have been somebody else there. There must have been something else going on in the spiritual realm, in the heavenly realm, that said we got to make somebody in the fashion just like you and just like me. That make me feel good. Amen. I'm not just any old thing. You've heard the slogan, God don't make no junk. Well, quit treating yourself like junk. Are you listening to me, church? I want you to leave out of here today feeling good about who you are in Christ. Amen. Smile more. Amen. Stop frowning so much. Stop giving people false hope when you smile one day and then you frown the next. No, smile every day. Yeah, y'all catch it on the way home. That's all right. You know, sometimes you just got to encourage yourself. Sometimes you got to remind yourself who made you. God said, let's make man in our image.
Our image.
Don't read no more. Listen to this. I want you to hear this. I shared this with one of the ministries here, and I think it blessed us all. If the sun were hollowed out, 1,300,000 Earths could fit inside of it. But the sun is small compared to the star Antris. Because if Antris were hollow, it could hold 64 million suns. Antris, however, is nothing compared to the star Hercules, which if hollowed, could hold 100 million Antris. Yet the star Epsilon tops Antris. For if it were hollow, it could hold 3 million Hercules. Are y'all still with me? Sometimes you got to go get some facts and bring it close to home so folk can understand it. Are you listening to me? Now, it's good that all of that happens in creation. But in our text, David said, when I consider creation, the moon and the stars, I begin to ask, what is man that you're mindful of him? I'll tell you what man is. He's been made in the image of God, both male and female. Y'all ought to be shouting right along in there. You're better than a moon. Who told you you want a star? Come on. Somewhere down the line, you just have to appreciate where you come from. Hey, amen. I'm tired of the devil rolling up on us, making us think we less than. No, you God's chosen, so hold your head high. Stick out your chest if you want to. Don't get too cocky, but stick out your chest if you want to. Walk around with confidence, assurance that you belong to the king, and act like a king's child. Amen. When you're spoiled and you know you're spoiled, you act spoiled. Y'all going back to sleep. That's all right. I want to help somebody this morning. I'm almost through, but I want you to see this. Genesis 1:26, he turns around and says, let us make man in our own image. And then read what else he says. The Bible says what in the rest
after
of verse 26?
After our likeness.
Okay, read.
And let them have dominion.
Let them what?
Have dominion.
Sound like a little power to me. Okay, keep reading.
Over the fish of the sea.
Over what?
Over the fish of the sea.
Now, David, you in the text said that, you know, when I consider everything, God has that in control. He's running all of that. Yeah, he has. He set it all in motion and gives us the power to maintain it. Amen. Y'all going back to sleep. Now, I'm not saying it won't be maintained by itself. No, God, if it's a fish, we heard already, it's going to swim. That's what it's designed to do. But what he's saying is that we be able to coexist with them, using that as a means to give us nourishment so we can continue to be what God has intended us to be. Y'all getting quiet out there. Let me just help you. Amen. Y'all like to eat?
Yeah.
Amen. If you don't go out and work, guess what ain't going to happen?
Amen.
Are you listening to me? Prior to you going out to work to eat and get a paycheck in the world we live in today, you had to be on a farm. I've been hearing a lot about this for the past couple of weeks with this farm. It's all Don's fault. But we've been talking about it. If you want some chicken, you better raise a chicken. If you want some cows, you better raise some cows. Amen. And you better give them some good stuff. Nurture them and give them the things that they need so they can produce for you what you need. Now, here's what's interesting to me. God made you. He made everything else, but he made you better than them.
Amen.
I'm going to just let that marinate. You are better than a dog. So don't let nobody call you a dog. I'm going to get in trouble for this one. we would dare save a dog than a human being. We've lost our minds in this world. Are you listening? God made us better than that. We have logic. We have reason. And that's why we're held even more accountable for our actions and what we do. Don't you know you're going to give an account of the things done in your body, whether they be good or bad? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. We're going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And here's what's interesting. I always focused on what he said when he said we're going to give an account of the things good or bad. I focused on the bad stuff. But what about the good stuff? What's going to happen when you get to heaven and you didn't live like the child of God God created you to be? Amen. What happens if you don't use your life to the full potential like God made you to use it? Y'all quiet? Yeah, I know this is the hard part. It hurts right along in here. What happens if it's because you're an encourager and you smile all the time, you stop smiling and encourage? You think God going to hold you accountable for that? Yeah. Absolutely will. What if you know how to bring down the house with some songs or bring folks and engage them in worshiping God and you neglect to do it because someone didn't like what you said? Are you listening to me, God? Come close to me because I want you to see something here. If God is to be who we say he is, we got to know that we've been made from him and we got to start acting like it. Amen. Children of God, we are children of God. That's what we do. We shout, we praise, we give God praise. Amen. It's like the angels, Isaiah chapter 6. That's why they're shouting, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, one to another. That's what they do. We're children of God, we the same way. Amen. Someone ought to say, thank you, God, for making me the way that I am. Amen. Any of y'all like y'all? Maybe that's the problem. Some of y'all still looking at me puzzled, and I'm going to get off y'all in a moment. But if you get up in the mirror and you don't like what you see, that's your fault. Amen. Well, I just don't look. I mean, get some self-esteem about yourself. Amen. Get some motivation behind who you are. If God made you perfect, amen, and made you in his image, surely you're made well. Because God don't make no junk. Amen. Now, y'all don't have to agree, but I think I look rather well. Amen. And I sure don't get in the mirror and be like, oh, that's Stan. No, God made me. And if he saw fit to make me, surely I ought to make who I am something of credit to myself. I ought to be confident in myself. That's why I don't just throw any clothes on when it comes to worshiping my God. Amen. I think I'm looking pretty fly today. Don't care what y'all think. At least told me I was looking good when I left the house. But here's my point. God made you. And so since he's made you in his image, walk in the calling wherewith you've been called. Hold your head up high and appreciate that God has made you to be who you are. Y'all still all right out there? Yeah. I'm almost through. I done went past my minutes, but I think because we're preaching, y'all going to give me a couple. Yes? Yeah, amen. All right. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Not only did he make you, but he raised you. Hold on now. That's some good preaching in there. I want you to see something. He raised you. He's made you to be who he wants you to be. Your royalty. I know, I knew I was going to get a lot of quietness because we don't talk like this in the church. We don't talk about who our express person really is. But you're royalty. You're a child of the Most High God. Amen. Barack Obama ain't got nothing on you. Yeah, that's going to come back to bite one day. I'm fine with it. Because here's my thing. Walk in the calling you've been called. You are a child of the God who runs this universe. Obama only runs the world. God runs the Obama don't tell fish to swim. God does that. Obama don't raise the sun in the White House and flip the switch. God does that. You're saying, well, you're kind of repetitive, Stan, because repetitiveness has its place. You got to appreciate, because that's the only way you're going to stand in awe of God. I think we've lost our awe sense of God.
Yes.
We don't stand in awe no more. Amen. Y'all some right now, quiet the way you are because God means nothing to you anymore. Amen. He ought to mean something to you every day. It ought to be new to you every day. The breath you get is new every day. So you ought to stand in awe every day. When God breathes and allow your body to make it through the night, your heart pumping the blood and do, thank you, God. You ought to stand in awe that the heart does it by itself and you don't have to think about it. Amen. I'm not preaching along in here, but I want to help somebody. God has made you, and he's raised you, and he's continuing to raise you. But look at where he raises you. Don't read yet Ephesians chapter 2. Those who are dead in trespasses and sin, he's quickened. He's made alive. By grace ye are saved. Not to think of anything of yourself, it is the gift of God. And look at what he's done. He's made you. Now you can read, brother. He's done what?
He's raised us up together.
Raised you up what?
Together.
And read.
And made us sit together.
Made us do what?
Sit together.
Why y'all sitting so far apart from each other? While I'm there, the text don't cost you nothing. If he raised us together, we ought to sit together. We sat together when we were sinners. We ought to sit together now that we're saints. Say amen when you can. All not to worry about how big your sin was and how big my sin was. Truth be told, it was sin. Amen. And just because I'm trying to live right now and you still ain't living right, don't make me better than you. Say amen. Any folk in here who've been hated on before? Folk be looking down on you, amen. Look at it, always up there on the repentant bench, always, amen, every Sunday. I mean, come on. I mean, we all getting raised up by the same God. Let's just say you've gotten a little more of a handle on it than I have. But truth be told, with the attitude that you have, looking down on me like you're looking down on me, technically you need to hold my hand as we walk down together. Say amen when you can. Sometimes you just got to learn to appreciate that God's in control and he's making stuff happen. Any of y'all have been hated on? Raise your hand, anyone who have been hated on. Oh, come on, raise it high. You know you've been hated on before. Now raise your hand if you a hater. Y'all hating right now. Is this sermon connecting with you? Is this making any sense? God has raised us all together. Made us sit together. But look at the next phrase. In where? In heavenly
places.
I got to quit because I told y'all I was going to quit. But if I had time, I'd walk you through that heavenly place we're talking about. We're not just anybody. That's why we hard fighting soldiers. And we're on the battlefield. We were no good, but now we're good enough to work on the battlefield. Y'all go on back to sleep. That's all right. You can't just work on the battlefield if you ain't no good. No, they only put soldiers on the field who can do some stuff. Say amen when you can. I'm trying to help somebody because I want you to see something. When you got on the field, you know, you were finally good enough to get on the field. And you were so good that now you can walk right and talk right. I think y'all getting the message. While on, and you've taken the master's hand and you'll serve him. Amen. Why? He's raised you. He's made you sit in heavenly places. That's why no matter how tragic things get in your life, you don't lose hope. That's why Paul said, though the outward man, 2 Corinthians 4:16 through following, is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. This light affliction, this stuff that we experience is but for a moment. Why? We finna get raised up out of here.
Yeah.
Hey, man, y'all ever been on the set? Oh, wrong crowd. I'm sorry. Y'all ever had someone in your house and it was time for them to go and you had to just tell them, you got to raise up. It's time to go. Well, that's what God is telling you. Raise up. I've put you in a heavenly place, so stay there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Y'all want to shout with me?
Yeah.
Let's take a moment. Can we give God some praise
for
what he's done for us?
Hallelujah.
Can we thank God for being who he is in our life?
Yeah.
Amen. That's why I was glad to be able to tell that devil, okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
You done what you done to me, Daddy.
Yeah.
There you go. There go that man. That's all right. Sometimes you got to learn to appreciate that God has raised you up. I want you to listen to this real quickly, and I'm shutting it down. Y'all still all right out there?
Yeah.
God bless you. I thank you for being patient with me. Not only were we loved by the Lord, but we were lifted by him when he raised us up together and made us to sit in the heavenly places. In John chapter 11, we see Lazarus raised from the dead. In John chapter 12, we see him seated with Christ around the table. The same is true of you and me. We are not only made alive in Christ, but now we can come to his table. We can fellowship with him. We can talk to him and learn from him. Soon we'll be in heaven, sitting at the ultimate banquet table, at the marriage feast of the Lamb. Boy, what a day that'll be. God raised us to sit with him in heavenly places. Check this out. In order that we might be his trophies of his grace, in order that people will look at you and me in the ages to come and they'll say, the grace of God is unbelievable. Look at how God loves them. Look at what he's done with them. Utterly amazing. You and I are a blessing, church, and God has made you a blessing. Let him continue to raise you and walk like the blessing that he's called you to be.
Amen.
I'm through. Are you here this morning? Are you here and you've forgotten what it's like to stand in awe of God? Go back to what David says. What is man that you're mindful of him, God? And the son of man that you even visit him? Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name. Without God, we can do nothing. But with God, all things are possible. I want you to quote this scripture with me, Philippians 4:13. And I want you to just let it marinate all the rest of this week. And I want you to believe it. Because if he made you and he raised you to be who he wants you to be, nothing can stop you. Stop letting the devil get to you. Amen. Any of y'all ever just let the devil get to you? Raise your hand if the devil got you last week. Raise your hand if he got you this morning. He's up early at my house. 4 o'clock in the morning, brother just knocking on my door. Hey, you up? Nah, I ain't up. And all he had for me was misery. Reminding me of yesterday's news. Man, that's yesterday. I want some good news for today. I want to share this with you. Don't let the devil win. Don't let him think he gonna win, because he can't. See, his job, his ultimate job is to deceive us, to make us think that we're gonna lose. Because if he can do that, we ain't gonna do nothing. We ain't gonna live like we've been called to live. Ain't gonna be no smiles on our face. And I challenge you, take an inventory this week and see who's really about God. Because a lot of folks say they're about God. But let me tell you something. If it ain't positive, if it ain't healthy, if it ain't nurturing, I'm talking about the environment. If they ain't got something good to say about God, if your conversations don't ultimately lead into about how good God is, I question whether or not they're really about God. Because the devil, he has a mission. He puts on a wonderful facade to make it seem like he's about doing the Father's will. He'll let you move into a house rent-free that the plumbing's all bad. Amen. You'll be crying every day because of all the misery. And he'll promise to fix your plumbing, but he ain't going to fix it. He'll say, well, I got you tomorrow. But he ain't going to do nothing about it. He'll tell you, oh, I understand. But he won't give you a solution. Amen. But God will. Amen. And that's why I want you to say this with me. Philippians 4:13. I was giving y'all time to get there. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Three times a charm. I can do all things. Y'all supposed to be a little confident, more confident right along in there. You want to start over? Okay. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I want y'all to take that this week. And know that God made you and he raised you to sit in heavenly places. So walk in the calling you've been called and be the child of God that he asked you to be. Smile. Amen. Be happy. Amen. And truth be told, make folks sick because they ain't going to like the new you. Kill them with kindness. Show them what God has done for you. So hopefully it gives them a mind to want to know what's going on with you, so that they can get the same thing that God has given them as well. Is that all right? Hope this blessed you this morning. Just a little quick word, 30 minutes now. Well, usually I do say I'll be there 15, 20, it's about 30, 45, okay. I heard somebody in the back with the clock, 45 minutes, I'm sorry. If you're here this morning and not a believer, come by faith, repentance, accept him to be the Savior. We'll baptize you in water for the remission of your sins. And you can leave out of this place today knowing that he made you. And he's made you sit. He's raised you up to sit in heavenly places. You have a destiny that's before you. Walk in your destiny. Be great today, as one brother told me. Matter of fact, he says, never let the odds cause you to doubt how great you can be. Be great today. What do you got to lose? You tried everything else. Now try the rest. He's the best. His name is Jesus. Let him lead you, guide you, and direct you in the manner that you need to go. And it comes by your faith and acceptance of the gospel, being willing to be baptized for the remission of your sins. And maybe you're here. Maybe you're a believer and you ain't been standing in awe. I'm telling you, just take time to stop and smell the roses. And just look at what God is doing. And I guarantee you, when you look at his creation and you know that you've been made better than the creation, matter of fact, that he made the creation for you to live in. He made the creation for you to live in. I like oxygen. I just thought I'd bring it a little close home. Amen. I appreciate I can walk. I know Mama Randolph, she's moving. Amen. She got that knee replaced. I think she's going to start out running Dennis now. Amen. We might have to start a relay. You're probably going to be number one all the time. But I know you appreciate these things. So learn to thank God for what he's made you to be. If you're here and you need to respond, please do so as together we stand and sing.